Hi, this is Tiffany Montgomery from Shop Eat Surf. I recently had a great conversation with Heather Shields, one of the owners and the head apparel buyer at South Coast Surf Shop, which has 5 stores in San Diego. We talked about what brands and categories are working for the store in both men's and women's, the Amazon problem and how South Coast is working to combat it, why she's hopeful Quiksilver and Billabong can help each other now that they are under one roof, and why she is super bullish on the relaunch of Hurley Women's. Now, here's our conversation with Heather. Okay, so I'm at South Coast Surf Shop in Pacific Beach, the main store, with Heather Shields, who's an owner and the head buyer of all apparel, men's and women's, and kids.
You got it. Yes, okay. Definitely.
And we just looked at the store, which looks fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
And I am not just saying that. I've never been here, I'm embarrassed to say, and I love it.
What?
Yeah, I
Well,
know.
Finally, you're here.
I know. And the staff was amazing. You weren't even here, and I was just walking around, and seriously, they were incredible.
I love to hear that. That's all we have now is customer service and good products. So thank you for that.
That's great. Well, let's just talk in general, like how has the first almost half of the year gone?
Yeah, well, actually, this is good. I'm glad to say that this year is going fine. We are up for the year. We actually now start to compare 2017, 2016, 2015. We're going all the way back to 15. 15 happens to be one of the best to compare to because it was a really good year. I didn't know that then, but I know it now. So starting off with spring break was really good. So we've had a solid first quarter and we're actually on the move up. Although expenses are getting higher, if people are still coming in and we're making more money, it's making sense. So this year's looking good.
That's good. And is there anything standing out? Like, is it a category or a brand or...
I will say standouts have been, for men's, it's going to be the fun wovens. We've had some kind of crazy prints and anything that's wild and different has really been working out for us. And then we have the staples, which we just live by, which are the submersibles, amphibians. That's kind of like our number one. And right now the trunks start to take off. But for men's, that's what it's been. For women, it's swimwear. I mean, the beaches have been packed and people are buying swimwear much earlier than before. So I will have to say that that's probably making the most money for us. And then the whole category, like the one-piece category where people are wearing them as bodysuits and whatnot, and the whole festival wear has been really strong for us this year.
It has. And was swim good last year too?
Swim was good last year, but nothing like we've had this year. Usually swim starts more so at the end of mid-May, end of May. But this year, since we had a really nice February and some good sun in March, it started a lot earlier.
And you have an incredible selection of swim.
I have like 3,000 suits, so come on down.
Yeah, I was just at the Wahine store, which is right on the pier, a great location.
Yeah.
The swim wall was really great.
Yeah, we try to organize all the swim together so that the customer can come in, and if there's a certain color story, or if there's, you know, the one pieces or whatnot, so they can see everything on one wall, which I know that brands would actually rather have them in their section, but sometimes customers just won't hit every single section, so we have a better opportunity of grabbing them if it's all on one wall. So.
And what swim brands are really working for you, or what kind of styles?
Well, swim brands, we sell, our number one brand, without a doubt, is Roxy. But as an elevated swim brand, L Space and Mahi have both been doing really, really well. So I think when people know the quality, that's when they will, you know, pay for the certain styles and the certain brands. But Roxy and Billabong still are two strongest icons of surf in our company. Like, without a doubt, I could probably have a store with just those two companies, but I love to offer everything and try everybody so that people can see what's out there. Styles are definitely still the skimpy, and like for tops, it's definitely a little bit more fashion. I've been noticing a little bit more with the sleeves and a little bit more. Just kind of, you could wear it as a top also with shorts. So we're having a bunch of that happening too. So.
That's nice. And yeah. I saw you have a new Ruka woman's wall.
Yeah, the new Ruka wall has worked great. So we got that about, I'm going to say 8 months ago, and we've seen a huge jump in Ruka. Besides, you know, Ruka has just been phenomenal for us this last year anyway, but the wall really helps.
And who is the Ruka customer, female customer?
You know,
sorry that we're in the office and the phone's going off.
We'll get
That's
in.
Okay.
I think the Ruka customer, I'll have to say that I think she's a little bit younger. We've noticed that it's probably the high school girl, the skater girl, still a surfer girl. But I mean, all of our employees range between 16 to 30, and anyone can wear it. I mean, I have tons of Ruka stuff and I'm not in that age group at all. So I think the fit is a little bit more fashion-y and a little bit younger, but definitely kind of edgy skate that just doesn't want what everyone else has, which a lot of the brands look similar, but Ruka kind of stands apart. So.
So earlier when we were downstairs sort of walking the store, we were talking about Hurley's relaunch of women's.
Yes, which is swim. So exciting.
Okay, so tell me why.
Okay, so it's been a long time coming. I literally kept Hurley because I knew that one day this would happen. And Nick, our rep, told me it was coming. So I held on and it actually has been amazing. So they just had a big clinic for all of us girls. Every girl from every one of our shops got to go. We went up there. They went over the line. They showed us all the different new swimwear that they're coming out with. And I'm going to tell you, it's some of the best stuff I've seen. They product test with actually pro surfers. So even if you're not surfing, I was able to do cartwheels in my top without having anything move. So this is a good swimsuit. And the girls got to touch and feel everything. And the prints were amazing. And I just think they're giving it the attention, the detail. They're putting effort into it. This is the first year that they're actually promoting the women over John John, which is absolutely huge. I mean, that's unheard of, honestly. So our girls were excited. We went up there, saw the line, touched everything, raffled off some stuff. We got to make little succulents and have food. And it was a great experience. The girls walked away with so much knowledge and excitement for the Hurley girls line. I'm very excited.
Wow, that's great.
Yay.
And what about the apparel piece of it?
Yeah, the apparel has been great. They're having for holiday, they're doing the whole piece is about Bali. So it's all the Balinesian prints. And I mean, they are absolutely beautiful and they're all unique and it's not something that you see in the market. So they have dresses and bathing suits and kind of the whole theme is Bali, which I just went to last year. So I really it resonated with me and I loved it. So I think you're going to be really excited.
So you're glad you hung on.
I'm glad I hung on. I mean, it took quite a few years, but I think we're the hill, we're going up. It's going to be good.
So are you going to expand their section or?
And they're going to get their sections back. So basically with me, I took them down to like an end cap. So now we're going to grow. Mm-hmm. And as the sales grow, the walls will grow. That's kind of how you have to do it these days. It's the turns. The turns have to happen and that's how you get more space.
And what about when we were walking to the store, you mentioned jewelry.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. You didn't carry it before.
So we started with, you know, smaller brands like Pura Vida, which obviously now is a gigantic brand, but we started bringing it as a category. We noticed it growing 100%, 200%, just kept going. So we have brought in Luna Norte, which has been out of this world. It's a San Diego-based brand, and it has, you know, price points between $15 and $40. And it's just, I mean, it's a huge part of our business now. I don't know what we would do without having jewelry. So luckily, that's something that's really grown for us. And it's a great gift for people to buy. And, you know, we love to accessorize. So
right.
It's worked out.
And the girls like to shop. So how do you go about finding those new things to try and bring in?
Well, I don't have to even try. I will say that every day there is an email or a person at our door with a new product. It is so hard. Honestly, I don't have, you know, the gigantic stores that are out there. So I say that probably, I'm not joking, every day there's somebody bringing us a new brand to take a look at. I don't really have to go anywhere, or it's word of mouth. A lot of us buyers now sit with other buyers and we kind of chat about it and we talk about what's doing well for us. I was just at a Vans event and all of the girls, we just sat around kind of name dropping things that maybe the other owners didn't know or other buyers didn't know. And I thought that was really helpful. You know, they're not in my territory. I don't want to compete with them, but people in other areas were letting us know. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I think we kind of stick together because we want to survive.
Right, right.
Whatever's not on Amazon, get it away.
Well, and we talked earlier a little bit about how the things that you're doing to try to compete with Amazon. How are you?
So basically, Amazon is the death of the surf industry in my mind, but it's a little strong. What I'll say is we're trying to do more events. We have events almost every weekend, from beach cleanups to fashion shows to movie premieres. If you have an event, I will be a part of it because I want to have that experience. I want people to come to the shops to get to know us. We try to do every kind of community-based event, school event. I want this company to stay alive for a really long time. And I think that Amazon, even though the MAP pricing is happening and people are trying to take care of it, there's always somebody with the lower price. And that's a lot of time what people want. But our biggest concern is with wetsuits. People will come in, they'll stay about an hour, learn everything about every wetsuit, and then they'll leave. And it's just so frustrating to the point of we want to have the discussion. You know, if you want to talk to us about what you're going to go look at on your phone outside, let's just talk about it in the store. So
have you done that yet with a customer?
I have done it, but I don't know that the employees really can feel comfortable about it. It's a weird place to go. But if you're going to walk outside and you're going to buy something on Amazon sight unseen, is it really what it says it is, to save $20, $30, I will definitely help you out with that. I stopped it from happening with one girl, but it was a little awkward, I'll have to say, because she went out to her car and she's on her phone. Then she came back and I ended up giving her $8 off and I saved the sale of her $8. But it's just for the average employee, it just gets a little bit kind of awkward and weird. So
uncomfortable. And you have a huge wetsuit selection.
Yeah. So that's a big part of our business. And wetsuits, I think it's important to try them on and to know what you're getting. We've had so many customers that have bought something on Amazon and not really got what they thought it was. So we try to put that in their ear when they're here. So, but we do what we can. I want to make the experience happen. I want to have good customer service. I want to have great product that at a good price. And hopefully people will keep coming back.
And how do you emphasize the customer service piece with your employees?
We basically tell them that customers are like gold. Stop everything you're doing. Stop straightening. Stop cleaning. I will never be mad at you as long as you're talking to that customer and not just what can I help you with. It's more about, did you go to the beach today? You know, kind of having, learning about them. You know, back in the day, we knew everybody's, the name of their dog, the name of their kid. It was a lot more of that. Now it's a little bit harder with all the tourists and whatnot, but you can still talk about good places to eat, talk about what's happening this weekend. So we really, really try to get the employees to do that. And it's something that's hard to learn because you just have to be open with every single customer. And some customers don't want to talk. They just want what they want. But other ones, you just start the conversation and it works out to be a really good time for both of you.
One thing I noticed looking around is private label.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have quite a selection from what I saw. It was even board shorts and wovens and... Tell me about that.
We're going for every category. We would like to have our own South Coast wall. I want it so that you can buy something South Coast that it looks and is made as well as the brands at a better price. And so that helps me with margin. It is tough. It's a lot of work. But at the end of the day, you can't find that anywhere online except for my website. I just want to make it look good. I want people to be proud to wear our logo and it's not just be something that's generic. So we take pride in it for the men's and the women's. We're really trying to expand the women's right now. It's a little bit harder to find good blanks out there. I would like to go to a blank show if people could let me touch every single blank out there.
I bet. But, so, yeah. Are you working with someone on this program?
Yeah, actually for the women, it's a new company for me called SoCal, and they actually design everything from scratch. They meet with us several times and go over designs that we like, things that have sold well in the store, and we kind of collaborate on that level. You know, so it's pretty fun.
That's good. And is it becoming a big piece of your business?
Huge piece. Our actual number one thing in all of, if you ran for everything, would be our South Coast brand.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we also carry South Coast surfboards. We're one of the only companies that have our own surfboards. So that's something that we kind of stand alone, you know, just a few shops with them. So that really helps for marketing and helps just show that we're a real hardcore surf shop.
Right, yeah. Right. What are you excited about? Like, is there anything else new going on in the store? Like, you're just,
you know,
you see something taking off?
I'm just excited. I don't know. I can honestly say that I feel there's a movement with people shopping again. I noticed this at Christmas time. I noticed the locals coming out, the whole push for shop local. I noticed, you know, people just wanting to be a part of something. So we really focus on trying to get the schools to come in. Right now we're working, doing a fashion show with my son's school in particular. And I just think I want to do fun things where kids are a part of it and families and bring it back to hanging out, not like hang out all day at the shop or anything, but have like cool events that people want to go to. So this summer we have Wave of the Winter with O'Neill. We have an Outer Known beach cleanup. I have that fashion show I was talking about. So those things really excite me. I love stuff to do, you know? It's a lot of work, but I think it's a good payoff and it makes it fun.
That's great. And speaking of Outer Known,
yeah,
how does that brand do for you?
Yeah, you know, I was really concerned about the price, but at the end of the day, the sales were moving. So I think that when the employees know the concept behind it and how things are made and how organic and how much they go into the design and Kelly Slater takes his time, they'll pay for it. And it's the quality is there. When people touch it at Christmas, I really noticed they put on a jacket and you could tell the difference. So, you know, is it going to be my number one brand? No, but I think it's a feel good brand. And I think that that's something people want to, you know, they want to own. They want to be a part of.
Right.
So, yeah.
And tell me about Obey. I've noticed, I haven't seen Obey as much as I used to in surf shops, but I saw a nice men's selection and you said you brought in women's.
Women's. Well, I have waited a very long time to have Obey. And now that I do, I am so happy with people. There's not much competition in the area and people really, really like it. Ocean Beach in particular, it kind of like feeds that person that's over there. It's edgy. It has, you know, skulls. It has meaning. It's a lot. Sometimes it's over the top where I can't carry it because we're mainstream. But I just like that it kind of makes you think. And that's something that I think everyone needs to think about what's going on in the world and have a little piece of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Great. And then you're one of the few Salty Crew walls I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like the full-on build-out.
Okay, yeah. I would have probably a Salty Crew shop and shop. Well, we're in Point Loma, so it's a huge fishing town. It's not just the fishing people that are buying it. It's like my dad's salty, my grandpa's salty. It's so many people kind of just feel, I like to surf, I like to dive. I mean, they've got it. They've got it nailed down. Now they're going into kids, which made me happy. So I think that that dad and that son can both wear, you know, similar items with the fish on it. But for us, it's been amazing. We've had, the reps have been amazing too. They work with us. They bring down the grill. They'll do like a little shindig outside for us. And then if you buy something, you get like free food. I mean, it's been insane. They really have been amazing. We're going to do a movie premiere with them pretty soon too. So yeah, I love it.
That's great. And what do you think, because obviously Quicksilver, I mean, just judging by the sections, you've got a big, new or very nice looking Quicksilver section, very nice looking Billabong section.
Yeah.
Roxy and Billabong and, you know, women's are huge. Like, what do you, how this is all going to play out?
I'm actually excited. I mean, this is the weirdest thing ever. It's like the war of two worlds, but they're coming together. So I think I'm hoping that it's just going to help on the back end. You know, all the kind of things we don't deal with, maybe we'll get better. Both Billabong and Quicksilver are our number ones, like I said, in men's and women's. I mean, they just trade spots back and forth. The reps are amazing. Pat Artukovich, probably one of the best humans I know. And I don't mind saying that because I've known him since I started. I mean, he was here when I started. So
and you were 16.
Old. Yes, we were 16 years old. So that was a long time ago. But I think it's going to be a good improvement. I think there's going to be good to come of it for both sides. I just want them to stay separate and they're designing to stay separate. But maybe if they can help each other out with what they do best on the operational side, I think it's going to be a good success for all of us.
So who does what best? Putting you on the spot.
Well, I definitely will say that Roxy and Quicksilver we've had a lot better success on their shipping end, on things that when they get to us, they are what we ordered and complete and the right colors and sizes and things like that. You know, I don't like to badmouth anyone, but I think that alone would be very, very helpful for Billabong to probably use that kind of shipping area and stuff like that.
So, okay, great.
We'll see.
Yeah. And you also told me that you're expanding your Volcom Girls.
We have a Volcom section going in at our Girls Wahini store. So I'm really excited. We had a small build out and now it's just grown. And so we needed more space. And I think that you need to really spread out Volcom so you can understand there's all different types of Volcom girls probably starting from 8 or 9 years old, going all the way up. And now Volcom's doing kids. So I have not done that yet, but I just saw their kids line. So we'll see. But skate's really been working for us. And I think that skater girl really resonates in the Volcom area. So it'll be fun.
And tell me about your kids' business.
Kids' business. Here's the secret, people. It's 2T to 7. That is the business. It's grown about 400%. It's out of control. It's the one thing that if anybody, any rep will tell you, I just chant from, there's a section that is so open and available, people cannot find kids stuff to save their lives. So it needs to be a good price though. You cannot have a kid's jacket or flannel the same price as the men's. So if you do a takedown, you're really wasting my time. So I think that is a section of the market. If you can get the families in and the kids are happy and the parents are happy, and then they'll just keep coming back for more. So I think it's just something people don't really focus on. And I know a lot of kids, all kids companies have gone away, but it's time to come back. My sections are huge. They're getting bigger and bigger.
So. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So I have heard, and I was just, because I was shocked a little bit that right across the street is the Urban Outfitters. Mm-hmm. And I was early today, so I did walk around there. And I had heard from some people, and I kind of saw it over there, that men's volleys are like going like crazy.
Huge.
Are you guys seeing that?
Yeah, we just picked up a line. He'll appreciate this, called Ambition. And he's been after me for, I would say, 3 to 4 years. And I just didn't really pay attention. And it's doing phenomenal. It's the shorter shorts for guys in crazy colors. The party shirt, that is doing so well. So the funniest story, I'll have to tell you, there's one called the Mingo. And we have a young guy buying it, has flamingos all over it. And then we have the old guy, we're talking 70 years old, that's just super, super stoked to put this woven on. So it's a really weird, that's a huge market, you know. They only do spring and summer, and it's just been really fun. It's all about fun. And I think that that's kind of a cool thing for a company to do. They're not trying to be somebody else. They're just trying to make you laugh. They're trying to make something that's kind of something to talk about. So it just, we just hit the floors for spring and we've already had like a 50% sell through. So I'm pretty happy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I've known those guys for years.
Yeah.
They're good guys.
Yeah. They're really good guys.
Yeah. And anything in footwear of interest, anything you've brought in, anything you're trying?
We just brought in Olakai and that was by request. We had so many customers we were turning away. The reason about Olakai is that back in the day, I mean, I think we probably tried it 8 years ago, is it was just the price was so high. But when people kept asking for it and asking for it, we brought it in and it's been a huge success because people know the quality. We also brought in a brand called Haiyan and it's kind of been working really well for the women's. It's very simple, very easy, kind of just one color, a few different colors, but nothing printed or anything. It has like the women's have little studs in them. It just makes them a little bit different, but it's been working really well. So
that's
something new. We just bought those two in for spring too. So we're trying new things, but when we try something, somebody has to go. So it's like the shops aren't growing. So that's the hard part is that everybody has to perform. So it's a tough one for me because the reps become your really good friends and you have to, you know, do the hard part of the job and say goodbye. But, you know, maybe they'll come around with a different brand. Who knows?
Yeah. So anything else here? It's okay. Phone. Yay, that's good. People are calling.
Business.
It's customers.
Yeah.
Do you guys own any of your buildings?
Oh my gosh, I wish. We have tried and tried. We have great relationships with all of our landlords, but literally Rob Ard, who started the company, has tried to buy from the get-go and just could not seem to own the businesses or own the buildings. I have one in the works. I'm hoping and praying one day, but no, we do not own any of our buildings.
And how many stores?
We are now at 5 stores.
You're at 5.
Yeah,
wow.
5 stores and an online store. So,
Haven't talked about that. So tell me about your online business and how that's going. And
online is good. Well, it's tough, actually. Well, I'll be truthful. We sell mostly our South Coast product. So when we first started, we put every single thing we carried online. And then we realized how much work that is and that people are really only buying certain things. So we sell wetsuits, booties, surf accessories, and South Coast. That is literally what people come to our site for. But you have to have a site to kind of show what you're about. We have an events page now. We have videos plugged in on the front. We always show the new products. So it's kind of, you know, we want people to spend time, read the blog, see what we're doing. So it's kind of a little bit more informational than I will say profitable. We're definitely more profitable in the stores. But I like the person who, you know, heads back to their hometown and they still want to pick up some South Coast stuff. So we basically sell that the most and then that's about it.
We're working on it. Yeah. What about social media?
Oh, social media is the best thing in the world. My one of the girls at work, Kim, she has a setup. So she has all the social media going at one time. You know, certain times we're supposed to drop where people are paying attention and not too much, not too little. But it's really good to get people to know about your events, to know about the new product coming in. And then to also have just people surfing and sunsets and, you know, dogs. We have some of the best sunsets, and that's when we get the most likes. So you just never know what people are looking for. It's a lot of work, though. I will have to say you have to have a lot of fun going on, and it's a full-time job and more because you work weekends and you're constantly doing it. But it's something that really makes a difference. I think even more so than the website, sometimes it's just about the social media and what you're doing.
Right. And are you tying into the brands with their social media at all, or coordinating?
We have done that in the past, but I think that you'll probably agree if the brands send you something that everybody has, it's the same picture. It's the same thing. So when the brands want to do something, you know, collaborate with us, then it makes more sense. But we try to have our own employees do more of it because you want it to be organic. I don't really want to be what everybody else is because it's the same. And you get bored and you flip right past it and you're not even paying attention. So I think that for the brands, it's probably a lot of work to do, to work with every single surf shop, but it makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and is there anything that you wish brands were doing that they're not? Like, what do you really wish?
A dream.
Yeah,
I wish they didn't sell to Amazon. Do I sound like a broken record? but since with all the, you know, shop closures and things like that, I totally understand. I don't like it, but I know that they have to make money too. So I understand it. Maybe, again, they've done some things where it's just the core surf shops are able to have certain products. And that has helped because they've started to market it. So I would say that that makes a difference. If you just give me a core product, but you don't market it, then it does no good for me. So if you're going to give it to me and you're not going to sell it to the majors, you know, and you can market it and thank us, the hardcore surf shops, the brick and mortar stores for being there for you guys since the get-go, that would be nice. I mean, I would be really thankful for probably more products that were just special to me.
Right. And not opening stores by you either, right?
No. No opening stores near existing surf shops, please. Understand that that doesn't help retail at all.
Good. Message received, I'm
sure.
No, well, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate you meeting with me. It was so fun.
This has been fun.
I know.
Great.
I can't believe
up.
It's taken me so long to get down here. It's embarrassing.
Know. No, I'm thankful that you involved me. Thanks
yeah,
so
that's
much.
Good. Okay, thanks. Bye. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find previous podcast interviews on our website under the podcast tab. Thank you also to our sponsors and to our Executive Edition members. We appreciate each and every one of you.